I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During his four-day trip to Iraq, Pope Francis encouraged Christians to forgive their persecutors and rebuild communities. Believers say it'll take major changes on the ground, though, to make that happen. Squatters or militia now occupy the homes left behind when Christians fled persecution. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says,
it's difficult to get their home back because they are vulnerable. They don't have big militias or armed groups or other powerful forces within the country to support them. And it's very difficult for them to rectify these kind of abuses once they have fallen victim to them.
Pray believers can reclaim their homes and ask God to protect Iraqi Christians from new threats.
The Shabak community, which is an ethnic religious community, they're trying to force Christians out of their villages in the Nineveh Plain as well so they can take over their property.
And along with many other countries, Russia's begun vaccinating people against COVID-19. But Eric Mock of the Slavic Gospel Association says the vaccinations haven't reached many outlying areas of Russia. Additionally, the vaccine alone won't end the problems faced by impoverished Russians.
I think the restrictions, the pandemic, the economic hardship will extend way beyond COVID-19. It is great that we're starting to beat back the virus and maybe the variants that come from the virus, but the suffering that is out there is far more extensive than the virus alone.
SGA supports local churches in Russia who supply food, warmth, and the gospel to people in need. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with fun facts and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.